It's Hello Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Yesterday, one of the big news stories that we had that we talked about was a new development proposal of 1,500 acres up in Molino area. It was going to add townhomes, single-family homes, apartments, but it was also going to add commercial buildings and an elementary school. And Candy said yesterday, the residents up there aren't going to like this. And she was right.
I told
yesterday
you.
There was a 6+ hour long meeting, for a planning meeting, mm-hmm. for the Escambia County Planning Board. And based on the pictures I've seen for the attendance, over 100 people showed up. And they were all against this project.
Yeah, I bet. They it's country living, and that's how they like it.
That was exactly it. That was the argument. This is country living, and what you're trying to do would ruin the country living experience that we have going on over here. And so they were all opposed to it. So the Escambia County Planning Board went ahead and denied all of the rezoning request, mm-hmm. and things like that for the developer. And that's not it. It's not done just yet, because what they do is essentially a recommendation that goes to the county, Escambia County Commission. And so that they would have to vote no on that for to really kind of die. And they probably will. They'll probably follow the recommendation. Especially if they read any of the news stories or listen to the show about the backlash on the concept of a 1,500 acre development coming into the area. They were not happy about that at all.
Man,
we had somebody text in earlier when we were talking about this that, you know, Candy brought up there's really good water up there and they control their water. They have 4 wells, mm-hmm. that they get the water from, and they have a water franchise commissioner or something like that.
It's
so if
weird.
You want water,
yeah.
you have to appeal to the franchise commissioner and say, hey, I'm building a house. Can I get water?
When Ashton Hayward was mayor, like they tried to, and I don't think it was him necessarily, but it was around that time, Pensacola tried to plug into that water supply, as I understand. And Molina was like, hell to the no. Like, you know, yeah, this is our water. And, you know, they didn't want to. So I can't imagine just, you know, tripling the population, and it's going to screw up the wells. It is going to screw up the water. And the water people are so nice. Even when you drop off the payments, they're the nicest people.
The conversation last night at the meeting was the franchise commissioner saying this will triple our population, but they're not going to get water from us. They'll have to find their own water.
Get your own water. So, their water isn't. It's great. That sounds crazy. So, but yeah.
So that was one of the things that helped kind of kill it when the water franchise, what do you call it, franchiser or whatever, was like, yeah, I'm not going to approve more water for that area. And it's like, oh, okay. Like you,
there it
one
is.
One of the things you need.
Cut them out.
Water,
the legs.
Power, sewer.
That's right.
Type stuff.
That's
or septic, at least.
Like you just run across the street to Jimmy's Grill.
That's right.
Which is not open on Sundays, but whatever.
Some communities.
And totally
get
worth it, by the way, right up 29.
All right. We'll have to believe you.
I'm telling you, Bobby, next time we don't have to do a show.
It's too far
we're
going to drive up there.
No, it's not. It is the most. It does take like 30, 45 minutes, yes.
Yeah, if
we're going to
30,
Jimmy's
40,
and we're drinking
minutes,
some water.
Beach.
Or we could go to the beach. There's stuff to do in Molino.
What? Ride 4-wheelers?
Yes.
And horses. That's
and
about
eat
it.
At Jimmy's. Hello.
And
my,
eat at Jimmy's.
Yeah,
there
my family lives in Walnut Hill, which is like.
Oh, yeah, I know
Molino.
Walnut Hill, yeah.
Yeah, plus. And there's nothing to do there. Except go to Atmore.
Except for go to Atmore.
So anyway.
Ride horses,
ride four-wheelers. That's right.
And shoot cans.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Candy, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
Okay. Well, as we take a look at our roads, good news is we're not showing a lot of slowdowns right now. And 98, I think it's just congestion, too, as people are making their way up Lillian or maybe the other side of 98. It looks a little slow in that area. It doesn't look as slow now. Accident on 29 in Tree Street, but that has been moved off to the side. That's just south of the paper mill on 29. On your way to Molino, if you're heading that way. And if you have traffic, give 6437-1620, or you want to weigh in on this. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's 84 degrees here in the Pensacola area, and it's going to be a high of about 87 today, later this afternoon. Looking at the threat net radar right now, it looks like we got a little bit of a thunderstorm up by Cantonment area. that just starting to pop up and moving its way south. So it's going to be pop-up thunderstorms pretty much all day today is what it's expected to be. I'll tell you this, though. Panama City is getting dumped with rain right now. Major thunderstorms over that way. So at least we don't have what they got going on right now. Just little pop-up thunderstorms that just last just a little bit and disappear is what's going on right now in the Pensacola area. Speaking of weather, the National, not the National Hurricane Center, it was, NOAA has launched a new hurricane forecast model. This is going in, or is being used in conjunction with what they've already been using for the past few years. But next year, it will be the sole model. And I guess the idea is that this new model has got like five aspects of it, including 3D modeling and all this other stuff. It's supposed to be a lot more accurate in predicting the storms, not just when they're going to develop, but also where they're going to track. You know, we talk about the cone of uncertainty whenever we have, you know, hurricanes and storms that we're watching. Well, apparently this new model will make the cone of uncertainty a little less uncertain. So that'll be good. So we have a little bit more accurate of an idea of where it will go.
Well, that is
speaking
great.
Of which, it's already in use now. We have tropical, wait, what is
it? Dawn?
Storm Dawn. That's it. Subtropical Storm Dawn is out there in the middle of the Atlantic. It has now developed and it is going to be, it's out in the middle of the Atlantic. It's headed north to nowhere's land. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to sharply turn southeast and head back towards Africa. And it's just going to basically hover out there in the Atlantic. And so just kind of going circles around the Atlantic. So it shouldn't affect, you know, any land masses.
As long as it doesn't affect Pensacola.
Yeah, exactly.
We've already had our share of everything, God. So please, just give us some normal stuff.
Like, we had a good year last year. We didn't get anything last year.
No, well, no, not necessarily. No, but like, I'm just saying in general, like we've had hurricane, tornado, flood.
We've had our fair share.
Yeah. Ice storm, the hell? I mean, it's just everything but volcanic lava so far.
Okay, now, you just threw that out there to the universe?
I'm saying that we've had everything but, and thankfully we don't have volcanoes.
All of a sudden we're going to have some hill over there
discover
in Walnut Hill that's going to erupt. We're like, whoa, turns out that was a little mini volcano.
And Molino's like, come on.
Only Candy knew. So
I'll go plant one. My parents yard.
That's what it's going to come down to.
Mom, Dad, making a volcano. They're super supportive. We'll be fine.
Okay, there you go. They're super supportive. They'll help out a little bit so mm-hmm. we can get everything.
That's right.
So, yeah. There is a new report of Lisa Marie Presley's passing. Turns out she did have opioids in her system, but that's not how she died. She died of a small bowel obstruction. Now, the doctors are saying it may have been caused by the opioids. If you abuse opioids, it can cause obstructions, apparently. Didn't know that. And so she actually had a cardiac arrest due to the small bowel obstruction.
Gosh.
Now, what's crazy is I hear this, and this is the second incident in a little over a month that I've heard of either death or near death from this happening. I should have started a little bit earlier. My childhood best friend growing up, from 10 years old all the way to like 25, we did everything together.
Right, right.
Until basically we got married and had kids.
Sure,
and then,
you have
you
those
know,
friends.
And then other places.
Right.
Stuff, right?
God and family
but
takes
we've
it,
always
right.
kept in. Yeah. We've always kept in touch still. We actually, he was traveling recently and we went to lunch together back in March. And so just caught up having lunch again. And I get a call 5 weeks ago that he got rushed to the hospital. And long story short, he basically almost died, according to the doctors, from a bowel obstruction.
Wow.
A bowel obstruction. And
how would you know that? You know, I mean pain, yeah. But yeah, I mean.
He had pain in his stomach, tried to ignore it for almost a week, basically. Kept trying to take pain meds mm-hmm. and stuff to make
right.
the pain go away.
Sure.
Thought he was constipated, so he's like taking
right.
like, you know, things. But turns out he had some sort of bowel obstruction. His small intestine died. And he died. So they had to remove almost all of his small intestines, except for like 5 or 9 inches or something like this. The doctors still weren't sure, like after the surgery, like we're not sure if he's going to make it through the night still. And he did. Luckily, he is recovering. He's still in the hospital. Great. I talked to him 2 days ago just to see how he's doing. He's walking now. And so he still can't hold food down. He still gets nauseous and stuff. Turns out he has another blood clot like in his liver or something now that's developed.
I think
the blockage was a blood clot in the first place. They have no idea how it came about. I mean, and now here's the news about Lisa Marie Presley actually dying from a small bowel obstruction. So
terrifying.
Man, terrifying. Like, you just got stomach pain. You're like, I got a little stomach pain. No big deal.
Right. And who goes to urgent care for that except for the,
Right.
And who has the money to go to urgent care for that? It's true. You take some Tylenol and hope for the best.
That's absolutely true. You think
be
it's just stomach pain. No big deal. Mm-hmm. Man, that's kind of crazy. Didn't realize our intestines were so important to us for like that overall like survival. Like, I know you need them to poo, but other than that,
you should read your text.
Point?
I'm having breakfast here, Dr. Bobby.
Oh, it's I apologize. This is probably not the most breakfast friendly story to be sharing.
Well, it all depends on what you're eating, I guess.
It's just Lisa Marie Presley. Oh, well. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News coming up here next. Get a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Feedmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. He'll be back on Tuesday. Right now it's 8:25. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Taking a look around. Good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays right now. 29 showing an accident at Tree and Highway 29 in Cantonment. Another accident 10 Mile and Chemstrand this morning, but it's showing that that's off to the side too. And then Davis and Olive showing an accident as well, but it looks like that may be moved off to the side too. I'm not showing any roadblocks or slowdowns. And certainly if you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Let's go over to David Wayne over in the newsroom. David?
Well, the Biden administration out with a new student loan forgiveness plan. They say $39 billion in student debt for over 800,000 borrowers could be forgiven. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona said that the debt relief is a result of fixes made to the student loan system's income-driven repayment plans. Under the new plans, borrowers could get their remaining debt canceled after they've made 20 years of payments. Pro golfer Rory McIlroy says he would not play for LIV Golf if it were the last place on earth.
Whoa.
He said that after the first round of the Scottish Open. Apparently, he was asked about him and Tiger Woods being named as possible team owners, and he said if LIV Golf were the last place to play golf on earth, he would retire instead.
All right, Rory.
And,
oh, boy.
Seeing some reports right now, Bobby, that it looks like a suspect has been arrested in the Gilgo Beach serial killer case in Long Island in New York. Police had surrounded a home this morning. I have to admit, I'm really not all that familiar with this case, but it looks like they've arrested a suspect. It involves, it looks like, 10 or 11 sets of human remains that were found in 2010 and 2011.
Yeah. I saw this, that it came out recently that they were on the, you know, they were having a manhunt trying to find this individual. So I had no idea that they were that close to it, but there you go.
Looks
pretty nice to hear that they were able to at least capture or get close to capturing the suspect. So it's pretty nice right there. That debt relief. I saw that, you know, after the Supreme Court came out and said, yeah, President Biden's debt forgiveness program, where he's going to forgive $10,000 of debt per borrower, when they said that was illegal, they'd already had other things in the works to try to, like, they knew it was probably going to get overturned. And even if it didn't, you know, they were still coming up with other things just in case, just to be prepared, you know. So not a surprise to see them coming out with these. It's just the other ways of handling debt relief that they're looking at, frankly, is a little bit more convoluted. It's not as simple and easy as the way it was going to be done before, and they're still just trying to get it done. They're still trying to figure out ways to forgive student loans as much as possible. So they're not going to let up on it at all. I did see this jobs report. 237,000 filings for unemployment this week. That is down from the previous week. It was 249,000. But that was up compared to the previous week, which is 236. So it's been kind of, it's actually been pretty kind of high since June. Going back to May, it was down to 225,000 new filings in May. Then it jumped up to 230, 233, then 262, 264, 265. Then it had a drop a few weeks ago down to 236, then back up to 249, and now it's back down to 237. So we'll see if we're starting a downward trend. The lowest was January. We were down to 194,000 new filings. So we're still not quite back to where we were right there. I don't know if you saw this story out of Italy. Oy vey. Italians not very happy with the Italian judge. A judge has cleared a man who grabbed a 17-year-old student's butt as she was going up the stairs. And he said, nope, that was not sexual assault because it was less than 10 seconds that he was groping her.
What a horrible precedent to set.
Yeah.
Plus, it's Italy where they're kind of known for that anywhere.
I read this a little bit earlier. I didn't read the whole thing. Oh, my goodness. Here's a little tidbit I missed before, Candy.
Mm-hmm.
Court documents say the man slipped his hands beneath her underpants as she was pulling up her trousers walking up the stairs. So it wasn't even over the clothes.
He went to third base and the judge was like, pass? Come on.
Yep. Wow. Yeah, that's...
Can't wait for the frivolous topic.
That's not a good precedent right there.
It's awful.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. The Department of Education is going to start notifying more than 804,000 borrowers that $39 billion worth of federal student loans will be discharged in the coming weeks. A borrower is eligible for forgiveness after making 240 or 300 monthly payments, which is the equivalent of 20 or 25 years on an income-driven repayment plan. The Secret Service wrapping up its investigation into that small bag of cocaine found at the White House, saying they've been unable to identify a suspect.
I think everybody was incredulous. Whatever side of the aisle you were on, you were just like, how can this be?
Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs, a suspected serial killer, has been arrested over the notorious Gilgo Beach murders on Long Island. The suspect, yet to be identified, is due in court in hours. America is listening to Fox News.
Good Good morning, 831. News Radio 92.3. It's 83, partly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. The plan to develop 1,500 acres in Molino has hit a snag. The Escambia County Planning Board has denied a request from Exit 3 Developments to opt out of the county's sector plan. The developer was looking for those opt-outs for several parcels so they could be rezoned for a higher density.
This is something that's needed to be looked at for the past, 5 years? I mean, it keeps coming to this board. So it makes us a deadlock scenario every time almost. So it puts the burden on you all, puts the burden on us. Heck, even goes to the commission too, but it does need to have eyes on it again. So I'll say that.
Thank you.
And that followed about
right,
five.
Is there any further discussion? All right, the motion is to deny the opt out. All those in favor, please signify by raising your right hand. Motion 5-0.
That followed about 5 hours of comments from Molino residents that were very outspoken about their feelings on the proposal.
Growth is inevitable. All we ask for is controlled growth with infrastructure in place to handle that growth.
Following the denial, the developer withdrew the rezoning requests that were on the agenda to be considered. Well, the new principal at Warrington Preparatory Academy, the old Warrington Middle School, says they're ready to make a difference.
Me taking on this task of Warrington Middle is something that I know that I can do, something that I have prayed about, and so I got peace, and so I'm ready.
Dr. Erica Foster talked with Channel 3. Students are going to be back in the classroom there as of next month. The school busy hiring the rest of its staff and completing a makeover of the inside of the building. Some of the changes that students will see when they get back to school is a fresh paint job, new lighting, and they say better food choices in the cafeteria as well. Foster says they've still got about 19 hires to make before the school will be fully staffed. An investigation underway after a man was found dead on a boat in Fort Walton Beach. The vessel was anchored behind the Mariner Plaza, and the man was discovered by FWC officers. He's been identified as 43-year-old Andrew Hollister. The investigation continues into his death. The fourth gun violence roundtable meeting was held yesterday. Community leaders discussing Operation Brownsville. They heard from the public. A lot of people were supportive of the goal and urged the community to come together.
We know they're not going to come to a round table meeting. We must figure out a way to ask the young people to stop the violence. Parents, it starts in the home, telling these children that they need to respect themselves first and then respect other people.
And others believe the plan should have done more to address poverty in the area. Also, several announcements made at that meeting, including millions of dollars in infrastructure that will be spent in the Brownsville neighborhood for things such as new streetlights and sidewalks. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Yeah, it's brought to you by Irish Spring, and we're watching three accidents all on Highway 29 this morning. Well, two on Highway 29 this morning. Looks like a Tree Street and Highway 29 looks like an accident. It was a roadblock, but it has been moved off the side, not showing any problems now. 10 Mile and Chemstrand showing an accident, but it looks like that is clear. So everything else has been cleared. That's good news, too. And certainly we'll continue to monitor our traffic all the way through the morning like we do. You can always text 437-1620 if you see an accident or slowdown. Fill your shower with a fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. You can pick up Irish Spring today. Traffic tips 437-1620. Text them in. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Keep the umbrellas closed as we wrap up the work week and head into the weekend. It's a high chance of rain for today, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Highs will be near about 90 degrees every single day as well as we go through the weekend, and lows into the mid to upper 70s. So warm and muggy, a high chance of rain for the next few days. Next week shows finally a slowdown in that rain chance. By Monday and Tuesday of next week, rain chances come on down, high temperatures back into the middle 90s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
And right now we've got 83 in Pensacola, also 83 in Gulf Breeze, and 80 in Milton.
This morning at 10:30, join Santa Rosa Animal Services on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every life is precious and that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back, adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. That's this morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Your money now. The markets are up at the opening bell today. The Dow up 144.52 at 34,539.66. The S&P 500 up 11.25 at 45,21.29. The NASDAQ up 48.70 this morning at 14,187.27. Our 10-year bond rate up at 3.78% today. Gold prices down $3.90 at $1,959.30. Silver prices at $25.06. Film and television production is at a standstill in Hollywood. Actors are hitting the picket lines today. The union representing actors going on strike, joining the Screenwriters Guild, who's been on strike now for 2.5 months. Amazon says they saw their largest sales day ever during the two-day Prime Day sales event. The online retailer announced that its Prime members bought more than 375 million items and say they saved over $2.5 billion over the two-day sale. The CEO of cryptocurrency platform Celsius Networks is being charged with fraud. An indictment unsealed this week charges Alexander Mashinsky with misleading customers about the business. It says Mashinsky portrayed Celsius as a modern-day bank where customers could safely deposit crypto assets and earn interest, but in reality, he operated it as a risky investment fund. The CEO's attorney and says his client denies those allegations. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Please don't say bowel instruction.
No bowel instruction.
Oh, okay, good.
Bowel instructions today.
All right.
No.
All right.
The topic, what is the best way to stay cool during the summer? What's the best way to stay cool? What is your preferred way to cool down? There's lots of options out there. Cold showers, ice cream, just drinking iced tea or lemonade, whatever it is. Text it in to us, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I do want to address a couple of texts while you're thinking about that and rolling those in here. We got a texter is just saying that about the actor strike. Is any info on the actor strike? The wording was protect actors' livelihood, not better pay. Is there anything related to CGI or AI taking jobs, out of curiosity? Yes, there is. I've actually brought up yesterday that there's actually a movie being made right now where they're using a CGI version using artificial intelligence to recreate James Dean, a young James Dean. The director just said, I couldn't find the actor that I felt like that could play this role any better than James Dean, so we just cast James Dean. and they're just going to add him in CGI, using artificial intelligence to use his voice and all this other stuff. So yes, it's already starting to creep in. Writers, of course, are already concerned with artificial intelligence taking over writing of scripts, but it's even creeping into acting, where they're just going, we'll just CGI this person. We don't need a real actor. And so that's the concern right there. So thank you for that. A couple other stories here for you that I want to hopefully try to get to. Sports betting could be legal in Florida by August 21st due to a new ruling. So we'll talk about that if we have time. All right. What is the top hacks, the best ways to stay cool in the summer, Candy?
Well, considering our air conditioning just went out and we have to get whatever a module is, and it's been two days, I feel like I can speak from experience, the hottest days of summer, man. It used to be air conditioning, getting stuff from the freezer, but we'll take a hot shower and then it's like, so it feels a little bit cooler, but you can't open your windows.
So you go in the opposite.
Well, right, because when you get out of the shower, it's, you know, or you could just use alcohol wipes on yourself the whole time. I'm not going that. Like, I'm fine because I'm menopausal, and it's just like, I can't even tell now, dude. But Darren,
so you just
is very
hot
vocal
shower
about
it. Makes
hot
you
shower.
Feel
it
better.
Does. It makes us feel a little bit cooler. We have these things on our bed too. It's called the Uller, I think. Are they cool? These
Uller?
I forget. We saw it on a podcast, and there's these things that you plug into your bed that send water through it and make it a little bit cool. So that's good too. And of course, we have fans, and I'm looking at a wind chill, one of these things that you can get from Walmart and just fill with tap water. But we're afraid of how the humidity will act. Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. Also the beach.
I'm an ice creamaholic. So
good idea.
My
preference
to cool off is usually ice cream.
And that's a good idea.
Yeah. Just whatever it is. Like I prefer like ice cream, but if it's a popsicle or something, I'll take that to cool off.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Really,
we should start stocking those here.
Whether it be a pool or going into the golf. Like, that's going to be my preferred choice right there to cool off. The interesting little take right here, I got a text. Going into the beer cooler at Tom Thumb.
No lie. Yeah. Have you ever done that? That's really, man.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Awesome.
You're really hot. You can't cool down. You know what? Let me just go get a drink. Oh, I don't want anything in here. Turns out I
just stand in there for like 40 minutes.
Just to look.
Yeah. I'm going to get a Nutty Buddy, I swear, but just give me a minute. Yeah.
Exactly.
Let it go. Man.
That's funny. That's a good one. Best way to stay cool, leather jacket and a ducktail.
That's funny.
I guess I should have clarified.
Yeah, cool, man. Like Fonzie.
Cool,
that's right.
Going for the Fonz look. Yeah, being like the Fonz. So, a lot of people look at drinking cold things like iced tea, iced lemonade.
Sure.
Things like that.
We've been doing that. Yeah, drinking ice drinks.
Drinking ice drinks. Some people taking a frozen water bottle to bed. Frozen water bottle to bed, keep in the bed with you, that'll keep you cool.
Yeah, that is a good idea. That'll cool you down.
Well, and then it'll
be
wet.
What? So
yeah,
put it on
Darren, did you pee the bed again?
I know. You didn't have to this time. Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. I know, right? No. Well, you can get those big pads that you use for puppies or people.
Yeah. That way it absorbs the water.
That's right.
Water as it melts.
Sometimes I'll just go outside and do some gardening, even though it's hot, because when you come back in, it is a little bit cooler in the house. The house isn't bad. It's like
very silly. This is
it seems to work.
You're like, how do you cool down? You're like, get hotter.
Because when you're done, you're cooler. I guess that doesn't make sense. I don't know.
You're basically trying to trick your mind. You're like, I'm not trying to get cooler. I just want to make what currently feels hot make it feel cooler by going and doing something hotter. I'm going to go for a run.
And I'm not going to go for
running,
a run.
I feel so much cooler.
Well, just like you would expect, my garden, it rots because I'm not very good at it. But what we do, I'll go try to do something hotter. So that way when you sit down inside and the house isn't bad, like it's the hottest it gets is 78, which isn't bad. Okay. But when you're used to 72 or whatever. So
actually,
it's
I
not
set
bad.
My AC for 78, so that's kind of funny.
Oh God!
So, yeah, I like.
Yeah,
it.
We would have made a horrible couple. for about a zillion reasons. Yeah,
that, 78 is good for me. I'm like, yeah, it's good. I like to be warm. I don't like to be freezing cold. Yeah. I go into some people's house and they have it set up for 65. I don't know how they do it.
I know, dude. Just like sometimes here in the studio and Bobby back me up.
Studio, man.
I always
have a sweater in the studio, even in the summer. People are like, why do you have a hoodie on? I'm like, hey, you haven't been to our studio.
Yeah, right. That's you can grow another layer of hair just by standing in here for like an hour. It's awful. It's like, it's freezing, but because of the equipment. And I'm not complaining. I'm very grateful for our building. It's pretty nice.
Sticking with it. Candy, what do we have with traffic?
Okay. I love our text coming in. This is so funny. Taking a look at our traffic. Good news is we're not showing a lot right now. This is brought to you by the good folks from Frontier Motors. That's another thing, too, as I drive around with my Jeep, windows down. And that will cool you or the air, you know. And sometimes we just do that, which also makes sense. 10 Mile and Chemstrand in Pensacola showing an accident, but it is showing that's clear. There was an accident a little earlier on Olive and Davis. It looks like that's been moved off to the side as well. And I'm not showing anything, just your usual areas of congestion, you know, like at lights and such. So if you see an accident or a slowdown, you can text it in, 437-1620. It's Traffic on the Fives brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors are on Beverly Parkway. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, got a text recommendation here. Try the beer cooler at Walmart up on 9 Mile Road. That's the coldest place I've ever been in my life. Okay. Yeah. I don't think I've been to that one. So
on 9 Mile.
I'll have to check that out as a cooling off spot.
Heck yeah. Those beer coolers, because I think they set it at like what, 41 or whatever the optimum beer temperature is.
Be like 39 or something.
Or something.
The optimum beer temperature, yeah.
And, oh, man, it feels good. I used to work at a convenience store, like everybody else, you know, when you're in college and stuff or not or whatever. And convenience stores are great to work at. But, man, during the summer, I'd always say, hey, do you need help? Can I come in? Stock your beer cooler?
In the cooler.
Yeah. Exactly. Man, that's nice.
Oh, my goodness. So we could have legalized sports gambling this sports season. So a couple years ago, Governor DeSantis worked out a 30-year compact with the Seminole Tribe in order to allow sports gambling, like on sports apps. And they got sued over it. And the lower court said, nope, you can't do that. Now, an appeals court, federal appeals court, just ruled on the 30th that, no, they can. They can go forward with this gambling compact. According to the judge, all statewide sports betting via cell phones and other electronic devices are fine as long as the bets are channeled through servers on tribal land. See, that's the key right there. Essentially, the Seminole Tribe, and I had somebody texting earlier and says, how is this not an antitrust problem? You know, monopoly, that the Seminole Tribe gets to control all of the gambling. Look, it was an agreement that was made eons ago when they were given the reservation, when they were basically, you know, when the reservation was made. That's one of their things that they got was the rights to gambling in the state of Florida, whether that be casinos or, you know, or in this case, online gambling. No online gambling unless it goes through them. And so as long as it's channeled through their servers, it's A-OK. So there's still going to be some more lawsuits. There's an organization called No Casinos that tries to fight any kind of expansion of gambling. And they've hinted that they're going to try to file some civil lawsuits to try to stop this or lawsuits on the state level. It probably will still go through eventually. As long as the state doesn't block it anytime soon, sports gambling would be legal August 21st, just a few weeks before the football season. So you're talking about, if you watch football, you watch sports games, you're always seeing these things like DraftKings and all
right.
that stuff.
Yeah, sure.
It's illegal here. We can't do it. And but August 21st, it would be legal. You could participate in that. So unless something happens with another lawsuit. But yeah, you see all those advertisements all the time for DraftKings. I can't remember all the ones, but there's multiple ones, right?
Right. DraftKings is the only one I can think of, too. Yeah. I didn't know we couldn't do it.
In fact, I think they're the ones that sued to stop this from happening because they wanted to be able to just do it themselves. They didn't want to have to go through the Seminole Tribe, have the Seminole Tribe take their cut, and then then it goes to them. So they were the ones that sued, I believe. But so far, the way it's set up, August 21st might be able to have sports gambling. We shall see. All right. It's 84 now here in, 85 in Pensacola. Going to be high of 87 today. Looking at the threat net radar, we've definitely got some rain showers popping up here or there. Some of them thunderstorms, but they're not lasting very long. And it looks like most of the rain is in like Milton Pace area right now, heading southwest towards Fort Walton Beach. And but we're starting to get some thunderstorms in and around the Pensacola area as well now, too. So it'll be that way off and on throughout the day today. So stick around for that. Coming up next, quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
Actually, we don't have a commercial break here.
Oh, OK. Never mind.
But that's OK. You want me to talk about bowel obstruction again? I'm just kidding.
We're done with the bowel obstruction.
OK, OK. No, we did get another text on a. And it was, see if you can guess who it came from. Celery juice will keep you cool.
Oh, no.
Jennifer, which, I went home and what? She was.
Celery juice cannot keep you cool.
Whether it can or not. It's funny. Darren, we have a Jack LaLanne juicer. Do you know who Jack LaLanne is? Probably not.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's like an old gym guy or whatever, but he has this juicer and you could.
Jack LaLanne.
Jack LaLanne, right. And
it was like a Jacqueline.
Right. Yeah, I know. He's changed. Okay, yeah. And I respect that. I'm just kidding. Whatever. No, but you could grind up a remote in this thing. So I'm telling him, I came home and I was like, oh my God, I had the best time. I got to see Jenna and I got to hang out with Bobby and blah, blah, blah. And we were talking about celery juice. And he goes, oh my God, that's a game changer. I was like,
really?
Did Jenna text you? Yeah. And he was going off on how great it was. And he pulls I didn't even know we had that in there. We tend to hoard. That's a whole other show. Pulls it out and it's like, wow, dude. So we're going to start celery juicing. I'm going to try it next week. So, he swears by it
Jenna's
too.
Jenna's actually traveling right now. And she told me she just saw at Whole Foods, they sell like a gallon
of celery juice.
Celery juice.
Okay.
Yep. She went out of town. She was like, so guess what? I stopped at Whole Foods and they're selling gallons of celery juice at Whole Foods. And I'm like, I didn't know this thing was that. I didn't even know about it until Monday. She was on the show.
Someone told me about it. God, it was just early 2020, pre-pandemic stuff. And it was a friend of mine that did yoga. And I don't always write that they can't do. Yoga is great. And that's fantastic. But, you know, trying to make me do yoga is like. I just kind of wrote it off. And but no, he swore by celery juice, too. He's like, I know what you're thinking. And the first time I'd heard about it. And then Jenna.
The thing is, though, is I don't like celery. The only way I eat
nobody
celery
does.
Is when I put peanut butter on it.
Right. Or cream cheese with raisins.
Or cream cheese.
So it looks like ants. But yeah, I know. But yeah, Jenna swears. Darren said it was the best thing ever, too. So we'll see. Let you know. Maybe. Because I doubt it. Yeah. But we'll see.
Let me know.
And Jenna, thank you for texting in. I miss
That's
you.
That's funny. There is a new report that try to figure out each state's marijuana use. Mm-hmm. Now, in case you're not following this, there's more states now where marijuana is fully legal for just like going buying beer. It's just fully legal for recreational purposes. There's more states where it's fully legal than fully illegal, where it's not even available for medical purposes. Most states are still mixed, where it's mostly medical purposes only. But the shift has happened now, where there's more states where it's legal recreationally than completely illegal. And so this report found what was the share of residents who used marijuana in the past year of each state. The top state was Vermont. 30.8% of the residents. Almost one out of three.
Oh, man.
Have used marijuana in the past year.
That's why there's so many farmers markets. You know what we should do?
Got to be
garden.
Farmers markets.
Wow.
When you smoke pot, you're going to go to a farmers market? Is that what it is?
In my head, Vermont is just all like Bernie Sanders and farmers markets and Ben and Jerry and skiing. It's probably different. But it sounds neat, Oskito. But 30%,
which is interesting
God.
Enough because number two is Oregon. And you kind of have that same picture about Oregon. It's just farmers markets.
Didn't they like legalize everything? Like whatever? I don't know. I guess.
Oregon?
It seemed like they legalized. There's something called psychedelic mushrooms, which I can't think of a great idea. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just think it's weird, but I don't know.
That's interesting.
But I'm not in college anymore.
So where is Florida?
Where is Florida on that list? I would guess
80%. 43rd. We're way at the bottom. We don't smoke pot.
Oh, okay.
No, Don't give me that look. Candy's like, come on. Really?
I was going to say, I thought it'd be higher than 30%.
I would have thought that too.
Yeah.
According to this, only 15% of Florida residents have used marijuana in the past year. 15%. Now, remember, we are a medical marijuana only state. We're
That's
not
right.
recreational, but still. What's funny is states that used more than us was Idaho, South Carolina, Wyoming, and Kansas. Wow. The reason why I point those states out is because those states, it's still fully illegal. And they have a higher percentage of residents who smoke marijuana per year than what we have. And it's fully illegal in those states. In fact, Kansas is 24th overall. It's in the top half of most used, you know, states.
Wow.
And it's fully illegal in Kansas. That kind of makes me laugh. Actually, that's kind of funny. Now, what also surprised me, what would be the state you would think, okay, which state uses the least amount of marijuana per resident?
Yeah, well,
top
not
of your head,
Vermont.
What would you say?
Gosh, I would imagine.
I would say Utah.
I don't know. Yeah, Utah. Absolutely.
I'd say Utah.
Yeah.
They already have a lower alcohol content in their beer.
That's
than
right.
Other state. They
is that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw that there's a movie SLC Punk where they were talking about that.
Yes.
They went over the state line to go, okay, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's still the same. They've increased it from the time that movie was made,
mm-hmm.
but it's still lower alcohol content in beer. And so I would think Utah. Nope, Utah's not. Texas. Texas has the lowest percentage of residents who use marijuana in the past year.
Okay,
only
that's
12.6%.
Dude, Matthew McConaughey lives there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And the Wilson brothers do too.
Yeah, he was talking about
Wilson.
Oh, right. Yeah, I love them. I love Wes Anderson. Yeah, and you have that whole group.
And Wes
Anderson's
from there.
And there's Austin
and Robert Rodriguez.
Yes.
Yeah, they smoke. Well, that's all Austin people. So we know Austin is
very representative of the whole state. Just kidding.
Yeah, so you tell me Dallas, San Antonio, Houston, they're not smoking marijuana like crazy.
Yeah, they're probably popping ecstasy.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I don't know.
Alabama was second lowest consumption. Alabama, yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of.
I think you're looking at which states lie the most. Now, that just sounds weird. That doesn't sound right to me, but.
Yeah, we got a text about that. It says, I just think Florida lies more than Vermont and Oregon
right.
and Alaska.
We're not honestly. As honest. It's okay.
Not as honest. The others are like, you know what? I can't tell a lie. Yes, I smoke pot. So, you know. I got a text here says, 30% seems a little low for Vermont. I lived there for almost a year.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, almost 4 years. Okay.
Is it full of farmers markets? Tell me.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Number of percentage. That's crazy because everyone I know smokes marijuana. Oh, there you go. So, Pensacola Morning News.
You're listening.